Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokowingua. This is your Wātea News. Sydney struggles to contain its latest COVID outbreak as the Māori Pandemic Response Group concerned it could mark the end of the travel bubble. New South Wales recorded 77 new community cases yesterday and one death, and today's cases are expected to hit three digits. Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Uruta co-chair Rāwiri Jansen says it shows how hard it is to manage the more infectious Delta variant of COVID-19. New South Wales may need stronger lockdowns, and he's concerned there is now talk there of dropping the elimination strategy.
If they look like they're going to not go for zero COVID, that will make some very big changes for our relationship with Australia. I think that would close our borders very tightly. You know, we'd be back to mercy flights only, and it would really trigger for us. We've got to go hard on the vaccination.
Dr. Jansen says he's pleased at the increasing vaccine acceptance among Māori as they see their wider whānau safely getting the jabs. Taitokerau MP Calvin Davis says the expanded Nawhan geothermal power station coming to full production is great news for the north. Mr. Davis cut the ribbon on the expanded plant last week, which is now up to its full 57 megawatt capacity, a far cry from the experimental 8 megawatt station built in the 1990s in a joint venture between Top Energy and Taitokerau Māori Trust Board. While the board no longer has a stake in the complex, Mr. Davis says Top Energy has maintained good relations with Tangata Whenua, especially local iwi Ngāti Rangi. He says the new station can generate enough power for Northland's needs and has already resulted in lower power bills, with customers not having to pay line charges to bring power from the south.
It's good all around. That on top of redevelopments to the Ngāwha Hot Springs, things are looking up for that part of the north. There's also the industrial estate that's being developed across the road from the Ngāwha turnoff that's going to create hundreds of jobs. So, you know, there's a lot happening and it's good news for Kaikohe.
Calvin Davis. 22% of members of public sector boards and committees are now Māori, up from 21% last year. Wahine Māori hold 12.2% of public sector board roles. The Minister for Women, Jan Tinetti, says public sector boards are now made up of 50.9% women, up from 45.7% in 2017. She says more diverse boards make better quality decisions. Now the government has met its target of 50% women, she says she will be working with Minister for Pacific Peoples, Orpito William Seal, and the Minister for Diversity, Inclusion and Ethnic Communities, Priyanka Radhakrishnan, to increase ethnic diversity across boards. And that is your Wātea News.